Hi, my name is Tara Kachaturoff, and I'm the host of Michigan Entrepreneur, where we feature businesses from startup to stellar. Today, I have as my special guest, Dwayne Petrosky, who is the president of Gorman's Home Furnishings and Interior Design. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really excited to have you on the program today because
Thanks.
Everybody knows Gorman's, right? If you live in Detroit Metro, you know the name.
Yes, you do.
And I'm really excited to talk to you about what's been going on with Gorman's over the years and most recently, and we'll talk about trends in the home furnishings industry. But before we do that, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself as president of Gorman's?
All right. Well, I actually grew up in the furniture industry. My father owned furniture stores in the Detroit area when I was growing up, and he used to take me to work with him, you know, when I was 8 or 9 years old on Saturdays, when, you know, to give my mom a break and take some of us kids to work with him. So I really, you know, it's in my blood. I've been in the industry forever. You know, once I graduated high school, I thought I wanted to do something different, you know, so I went to college and got a degree in restaurant management and worked in that for a while and decided that really wasn't where I wanted to be, and I wanted to get back into the furniture industry, but I really wanted to do it more from a design standpoint and than just selling furniture. You know, my father's stores were furniture stores where people came and bought furniture and that was it, you know. So I went back to school and got a degree in interior design and started out as a designer, and then for one thing led to another, and all of a sudden I started getting into management of design type stores and that kind of stuff, and that's where I am today.
So how did you get connected with Gorman's initially?
Initially, well, I had worked for another company in the area that is now out of business, and when they went out of business, I went to work for Gorman's, and I went to work for Gorman's as a designer, as a floor designer. And then after about 6 years of that, I was in the Novig store, and that was where I started as a designer. After about 6 years of that, I moved to Grand Rapids and managed the Grand Rapids operation that we had at the time. And so I lived there for 9 years and managed that. And,
oh, I see.
And then in 2020, when that lease was up, you know, Gorman's decided they were going to let that lease go, and because it was a completely different market, it was on the other side of the state, and it was just very difficult to kind of work in two different markets at the time.
So the market, so buying trends are different in different.
Oh, they are. Well, they are, but it's also, I mean, yeah, east side, you know, it's funny because I moved to Grand Rapids, I had never really been there, but I thought, okay, it's 2 hours away from Detroit. How different can it be? Well, it's very different. The west side of the state is very different than the east side of the state. Yeah.
And you want to back up just a moment. Floor designer, is that where you're coordinating?
I worked in the store as
a
designer, right?
Working
with clients
to help them. Put together.
So I was an interior designer in the store.
Oh, I
working
see.
With clients.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And then I went to Grand Rapids and was a manager, and then when we decided to close that, then I came back to actually the Novi store as the manager and worked there as the manager for a couple of years before becoming president.
I'm actually really fascinated with the whole interior design thing. I did not know they had interior designers in the store.
Oh yeah, almost.
That is, I did not know that.
Every one of our staff, sales staff, are designers, and most of them are degree designers.
Most of them have
years and years of experience in it. And honestly, that's really what sets us apart, is because
that's amazing.
Of our sales staff, if you will, they're designers, and you know, they're degreed, they're experienced, and that's really what sets us apart, because people coming into us know that, I mean, they have confidence that they're working with someone who knows what they're doing
and how things go together,
and can help them come out, or can help them live out their vision of what they want their home to be.
That's
and
amazing.
Do it right, and without, you know, well, you know, people come in all the time and, well, I would like to do this or I'd like to do that, and the designers are good enough to say, okay,
Have you thought of this?
Have you thought of this? Or maybe this might be a better way to approach this, to give you the, you know, the look and the feel and the style that you want it to be, and to really make it something special and something different than just walking in the store and picking out a sofa that's there and I like that sofa and okay, we'll do that sofa. Where, you know, they can customize it and help them pick out fabrics and work with flooring and work with draperies and do all of that stuff.
That's fabulous. I actually did not know, because I was thinking, like, it costs a lot of money actually to go get an interior designer, but you've got this.
Well, and that's one of the bonuses
that
our design services are free. You know, we offer free. That's one of the things that we offer is free design services. So our designers, they're happy to come to your home and look at your home and see how you live and where you live and what you have and what you want to do and the spaces that they're working with, so that they can really come up with the best solutions for you.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. That definitely sets you apart, because I mean, the only time I've been in a furniture store, you know, they're just a salesperson
right.
to handle the transaction.
Right.
Wow, very, very different. Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the history of your history with Gorman's? I mean, you're president now, and
right.
I know you went up through the thing, but what have you seen through your history and how has that helped you with your, you know, I mean, all these things fed into your career that you have today, but why don't you tell us a little bit about that journey and what it's been for you? I mean, I don't know if you ever saw yourself as president of Gorman's one day.
Well, I certainly didn't start out seeing myself as president one day. You know, I started as a designer, and I was, you know, happy as a clam. I loved to do that. That was my passion, and that's what I wanted to do. And then, you know, I started the previous president, Tom Lias. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years into my time with Gorman's, he started kind of mentoring me and coaching me. And
is he the one that had you go out to the Grand Rapids?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that was part
and,
of your
right. And what, you know, would I be interested in taking mm-hmm. on more responsibility at some mm-hmm. point? And mm-hmm. you know, so that was. And then you know, he would throw some things at me here and there. And you know, one day he walked into the store and said, you know, hey, can you come here? I want to talk to you. And I said, oh, this makes me nervous, because whenever you say that to me, you've got something coming. And he looked at me and said, oh, you have no idea. So we sat down and he said, how would you feel about living in Grand Rapids? And I was like, well, I
and
never
each
really
of these
thought
things
about it.
Like take you a little bit further
Absolutely.
From being the designer.
Absolutely.
So you had to make some internal shifts and
right now
changes.
You know, the nice thing is that each one of the positions that I went from or went into from the designer, I still was allowed to work and be a designer and still mm-hmm. was allowed to have the design, do some of the mm-hmm. design part of it. You know, it just switched from working with clients to working in the store and making sure that the store, you know, designing what was going on in the stores, and then it got into me going to market and starting to select the things that we were going to be showing and the things that were coming. And you know, so I still, throughout the whole process, I've always had the designer in me, and I've always still been able to do that, you know. And even today I still get people call me that I did design work for them 15 years ago or 20 years ago, and now they want to do something else. And it's like, okay, I can't really do the whole project right now, but I'll be involved in it. You know, I'll work, we'll get, you know, one of the other designers to do it, but I'll lead it and I'll help you with it. And they'll kind of do the legwork and we'll collaborate on it a little bit.
That's so pretty special.
Yeah, I still get a lot of chances to do the design part of things, which I always loved and I always will love. And that's just a passion.
And that's kind of special, because, you know, sometimes when you move up in a company, you have to leave the old identity
right.
behind, and it's nice that you can kind of still integrate
right.
it in some way.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, they can still call you.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting.
Now
because,
I'm working with the president.
Well, because there's a few people that, you know, I worked with 15 years ago. Well, that was before I went to Grand Rapids.
Right.
So they never even really knew I went to Grand Rapids. And then they call and they're like,
again.
Is that Dwayne guy still working there? And they're, well, yeah. So then they'll get to me and, you know, I don't know if you remember me, but we did something 15 years years ago, and I was like, I absolutely remember you. You know, how are you doing? Well, I'd like to move on. It's like, okay, well, things are a little different now, and I'll still work with you, but it's a little different.
And then they notice, oh, you're the president.
Right.
So, you know, you were talking about how buying is, that people have different buying preferences on one part of the state than the other part. Mm-hmm. What do you see? What kinds of things do you see?
From one side of the state to the other side of the state?
Yeah.
The other side, the west side of the state is much more conservative. With styling and everything, it's just they're a little bit more conservative.
So more traditional kinds of
more
furniture?
More traditional, more transitional. They don't go, I would say they don't go to either extreme. They don't get super, super traditional. They don't get super, super contemporary.
Okay.
They're a little bit more in the middle, where on the east side of the state, we see a lot more variety of people's styles.
I see. That's really interesting. Like, I would not even think that, given, you know, it is, like you said, a couple hours away. But that's fascinating.
Right,
I mean,
it is.
Cultures can be so different, even regionally in the state.
And it truly is a whole different culture over there.
So the store is buying typically. I mean, the store layout. I mean, everything's going to be a little bit different.
It was very different. And you know, it was interesting because when we first went over there. I went there about a year after that store opened.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first went over there, that store was kind of modeled after or designed after our stores here. Well, after the first year, they realized, okay,
this isn't working.
This isn't what they want here. You know, so we made some major changes to what the offerings were in that store to make it more in line with what that demographic and what that, you know, what that geographical area was really into and looking for and wanted.
That's fascinating. Actually, that's really interesting to me. How many stores do you have?
Right now we have four. We have
four
three.
Stores?
We have two stores, the Troy store and the Novi store are transitional stores. So we have styles from very traditional, softer traditional, more soft contemporary. Then we have our Southfield store, which is all contemporary. So that store kind of starts off at contemporary, where the Troy and the Novi store leave off and get way more contemporary than that. And then we also have our clearance center in Farmington Hills.
Okay. You no longer have anything in the Grand Rapids area?
No, we don't.
Okay, so you're all in like Metro Detroit now.
Yeah, we were running really two different companies at the time, because that was completely separate. And as far as purchasing and delivery and everything, it was a lot. And they decided at the time the lease was coming up, and they decided, okay, you know what, let's just focus, let's let that one go, and we'll come back to the Detroit area and really focus on who we are here and be the best that we can be and take all of the energy that it was taking to run the Grand Rapids store too, put all of that energy into Detroit and really be the best that we can be.
And then the store in Farmington is focusing on
the clearance center.
Clearance center.
So that store is basically, discontinued items, things that are either discontinued by the manufacturer or things that we've decided to discontinue to bring new product in. Or
and does that include the whole gamut of furniture? So from bedding and couches?
Yes.
Like,
yep. There's all rooms are there. I mean, living room, bedroom, dining room, occasional reclining, leather, everything. They've got some of everything there.
Now, do you sell any lighting, like lighting fixtures? Or do you sell flooring?
We do full service. So we do furniture, obviously.
Okay.
Then we also, lamp picture accessories. We offer that. Then we have sources that we work through for flooring. So if you want carpet and you want to redo your carpet or you want to redo your laminate flooring or whatever it is, we have sources that we work through for that. We have sources that we work through for window treatments, for blinds and window treatments. We have workrooms that we work with so that we can do custom draperies and blinds and all of that stuff.
Are you serving like as the sort of like general contractor? Do you get this all coordinated? Like, can they do you as the, like, buy everything for
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
And then you coordinate it all?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah. So
it's really nice to have all that.
I mean, we try to be a one-stop shop where you can, you know, you don't have to come to us for your furniture and someone else for your flooring and someone else for your window treatments. We can help you do the whole thing. And the beauty with that is you're working with one person, or, you know, if there's a couple people working together, but you're working with one designer. Mm-hmm. So they're taking you through the entire process, and they're helping you with your vision. And, you know, the beauty of it is, and one of the things that we really stress and that really makes us different is, you know, the designers, you're building a relationship with someone. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really building a relationship with mm-hmm. someone, and for them to let you into their home, they trust you.
This is the closest thing. I mean, your home is like,
it's like there are, and when you think about it,
close to
there are very few other people that you do business with that you let into your home.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, try and think of someone else that you do business with that you let into your home. People, you build a relationship with someone as a designer, they let you into their home. And and they're opening themselves up because you see how they live. You see who they are. You see what, you mean.
You see the crumbs on the counter.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it takes, you know, quite a relationship for people to allow you to do that. And that's one of the things that's different with us is that, you know, we do focus on building relationships so that we can get to know you enough to really create what's best for you.
And it creates like a legacy because their kids will,
We get that all the time. My parents have bought their furniture for years from here. And they told us that
there.
This is where we had to come.
And, exactly. And they've probably been there with their parents on the visits and trying out all the chairs themselves.
Right,
so, So now, I mean, I know we've all been through a lot since 2020, but how did Gorman's weather the 2020 situation? I mean, we had, first of all, nobody could shop for a while, and then supply chains were broken for years. Mm-hmm. I'm happy you're still in business, but how were those years? How did you weather those years? You were not president at the time.
No.
Tom Leas was.
Right.
Bernie Moray was still in the background.
Right.
We interviewed him on the show. He was a wonderful guest. How did you get through those years?
You know, we stayed focused. We stayed focused on who we are and what we were and what we had to do. And I mean, it was just a crazy time. It was just a crazy time from the shutdown where everybody was locked in their homes and staring at their furniture that they've had for years.
Wondering, like, I should have changed this couch out before.
Right. And then, you know, and then you add stimulus money on top of it. So people had extra money that they didn't have before. And then they couldn't spend money that they did have because they couldn't travel and go out to dinner and do all of the things that they used to spend money on. So, you know, after the shutdown, there was a huge, you know, push or increase in demand. I mean, the demand just skyrocketed. And then, of course, the supply chain, everything fell apart and broke in the supply chain.
I bet initially you sold out of every desk you had every surface, because people needed desks.
They did.
So
they
badly.
Did. Now, one of the smart things that we did was once the supply chain broke and we started to see how long it was going to take to get things, we did not sell off any, you know, things off the floor, because we knew we couldn't get it back either.
Right.
So all of a sudden, if we started selling everything off the floor just to get it delivered, mm-hmm. we'd end up with an empty store.
Right.
So we were very adamant about nothing leaves the floor.
Right.
And we have
and
to
I'm
be,
sure people were saying, I'll give you $10,000 for this.
I mean, people were begging and pleading, but I need a desk. I'm working from home now, but I need a desk. It's like, okay, I'm really sorry, but that one, we can't let that go because we can't get it back either.
So you basically just emptied out your warehouses.
Right.
Until you had nothing left.
Right. And then, you know, and then the supply chain, I mean, the lead times for furniture just
They were well
crazy.
Over a year.
They were, we were, you know, when it was interesting, because, I mean, looking back at it, when people would first walk in and say, you know, and we were teaching or training our staff and working with our staff, be upfront and be honest with people about what it's going to take and how long it's going to take for them to get something, because it's what it's going to be. And much better that they know now than
and
after they've
really
ordered it.
And you didn't really know because
at the beginning we didn't.
Yeah.
At the beginning we did. You know, what used to take 12 weeks, okay, was now taking 16 weeks, and we were like, "Geez, that's taken a long time." And then all of a sudden, 16 weeks turned into 20 weeks, and it's okay. That's 6 months.
Right.
Well, then 6 months turned to 9 months, and then 9 months turned to a year, and then, you know, and we were trying to be honest with people all along, and, you know, but we could only be as honest as we knew today, you know. So, well, you told us it was going to be 6 months, and now it's 12 months, and it's like, well, at the time, it was 6 months, and I'm really sorry, but more things have happened with the supply chain, and now it's longer, you know, and now it's longer, and, but by the time it got to that point, it wasn't just the furniture industry that was affected. It was everything.
Right.
I mean, from appliances to cars to clothing to food to everything was affected. So people started to understand it better. And, you know, at the beginning when you told people, well, that's going to take 9 months for you to get that sofa, their first thought was, are you kidding me? It's going to take 9 months for me to get this sofa? And we would say, yes, it is. And then, you know, another month or so later, people would walk in and say, we would say, okay, that's going to, you know, it's likely going to take a year for you to get this sofa. And the response has changed to, yeah, we've heard that everywhere. We know, we've heard that.
And might as well stay in this queue because,
right.
You know, switching queues never helps anybody.
No.
We all know that from the supermarket. So as things have, you know, as we've kind of come out of, out of that period of 2020, hence. And, you know, a lot of things have changed for people and how they think about things, and kids have moved home and more people are consolidated. What have you seen in terms of trends in buying furniture? What are some key things that you're seeing that are different than pre-2020?
People are not, I mean, I don't know that there's any major changes in the trends of what they're buying, but there people are more specific, and they're doing things, they're buying things for rooms and changing rooms or making rooms multifunctional and that kind of stuff.
And where, every room, you know, has
right,
a desk. Just
right.
In
it
case,
was
okay.
It used to just be a den. Now it's a den slash office and, you know, that kind of stuff. Or it used to be a dining room. Now it's a dining room slash office, you know, that kind of thing. So I think people are being much more multifunctional in their spaces than they were before.
And people only have so much space, and,
right,
and there are, I mean, smaller homes are being built nowadays. Is that affecting the way people are buying furniture? Smaller spaces? And I mean, people are now, I know three people personally who now live in like motor homes.
Right.
Like that's their home now.
Right.
They got rid of everything.
Right.
I never thought I would know three people that have done that. But that changes, you know, buying behavior. You know, it's a huge change in buying
behavior. Well, it does. I mean, you know, people, you're making sure that the pieces that you're buying are going to be the perfect pieces and are going to function for whatever you need it to function for. You know, there's not a lot of room for fluff and extra and that kind of stuff. So people are much more focused on making sure that what they're buying is going to function the way that they need it to.
Yeah, yeah. And did you sell more bunk beds as kids were moving back?
We did not. Now, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know if other stores did, but we did not really.
So many people had to come home. Like a lot of people
right,
thought their kids were going to be at college for the next 4 years.
Well, and there were a lot of, you know, okay, the lower level now turned into the kids' apartment, or the bonus room now turned into the kids' apartment, or mom and dad's apartment, or, you know, that kind of a thing. So, and again, it was just people becoming more multifunctional in their home and using every space of their home that they didn't necessarily do before.
And I bet the desk is now the focal point of every home. The desk and the place with my computer, please.
Right.
And I need a Zoom background that's decent.
Right. Right.
What about community involvement? How is Gorman's, how are they integrated into the various communities where they find themselves?
Well, number one, we've always been involved in community involvement and charities and things like that. We've always been worked closely with the ARC of Oakland County, and which works with developmentally and physically disabled people. And, you know, we're constantly, right now, we're looking at doing some other things and getting involved in some other charities and community involvements as well.
And do you do them like, do you kind of do them around where the stores are, or do you do it kind of Metro Detroit and throughout the region?
More Metro Detroit-ish. I mean, we want to, you know, our stores are located in, you know, Troy, Novi, and Southfield and Farmington Hills.
Yeah.
But our demographic and our client base is much wider than that. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have to try and find community involvements and charities that really encompass the whole area.
Right, right. And what about like on the horizon for Gorman's? I mean, everything's changing, new things coming up, and, you know, our whole world is changing. Mm-hmm. We have ChatGPT now. Like, you know, the whole world has changed. What do you see on the horizon, either in the industry as a whole or for your business in particular, where the future will go with home furnishings and decor?
I think home furnishings and decor will always be there. You know, how we address it and how we deal with it and how we deal with the people coming to us certainly has changed. You know, with the internet and, you know, going back to COVID changed the way that people shop and the way that people communicate and the way that
people showing you their homes on their phones?
Oh, yeah.
And taking you around their home. Like, I really need something for this space.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, but even just, you know, during COVID, what did we do? We sat home and we were on the computer and played on the computer and shopped on the computer and did all of that stuff. So people got used to that. So now people do that much more before they go out. You know, before COVID, if you wanted a new sofa, you went from store to store to store looking for the perfect sofa that you wanted, you know. Well, now people do that online first.
Then they come and visit.
Then they come to us. So, you know, as a result, the people that are coming to us are much more qualified when they walk in the door,
right.
because they've done their research and
right.
they know that we're the store they want to be at.
Right. Yeah, that's actually good. That's actually good for you. It's actually more efficient on your end,
And it
too.
Really has been.
Yeah,
The way that people communicate, you know, our website, we've got live chat on our website. So if you're at home and on our website,
you have a designer there.
You can click on a little thing that, and they can ask a question or make an inquiry about something, and it immediately goes to one of our designers who can answer that question back. So we're there when you need us. We're there. We're where you need us when you need us. You know,
which is the best way to be.
Right.
All right. Well, you know, I have loved this conversation and getting to know you.
Well, thank you.
You know,
it's been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's been great. And also just learning, I find this whole industry very fascinating, and I'm so glad.
I mean, it's a fun industry.
It's a great industry.
It's a great thing to be in an industry where you make people's lives better and you make them happy.
And, you know, and with that, I want to just ask one last quick mm-hmm. question of you is, if you could give advice to entrepreneurs, besides telling them to buy a desk, is what advice would you give them? Just one piece
I would say
advice.
For me, the biggest thing is know who you are and who you want to be. Be passionate about who you are and who you want to be. And don't be afraid of change to make yourself who you are and who you want to be. Because, you know, what worked yesterday may not work today. And what works today may not work tomorrow.
Excellent advice. I want to thank you so much, Duane Petrosky, president of Gorman's Home Furnishings and Interior Design. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information about our program, please visit us at MichiganEntrepreneurTV.com. Please join me again in the future when I interview another enterprising entrepreneur. Until then, wishing you the best of business.